Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Simai, as a schus for Zivik Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, or for Shlemel Eliyahu Ben Soro, the Mordechai Ben Soro, Dov Beresh Ben Shifrat Sivya, and Ilanishas Malko Basur Abchaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and I thought that this week we would try to do something which could help on an ongoing basis strengthen our bitochon. We know that the halacha is that when we say the Shmoneh Esrei, besides the kavona that we have to have, that we're standing in front of the melech and speaking to him. But there are two brachas that need specific kavona, what we call pirush hamilos, the meaning of the words. That's the first bracha, obvious, and moedim. So I thought, since moedim seems to be very kosher in the midas habitochim, I would like to just go through the moedim tonight and see if we can't explain it in a way that can be used on a daily basis, three times a day, Rosh Chodesh actually four, to strengthen our bitochon. Now, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that Shmoneh Esrei is supposed to be derech tachanunim, begging, not thanking. So I wonder if even the word moedim, which could be translated moedim anachnu loch, we are thanking you, thankful to you, it also means we are admitting to you. Hoidor is a thanks, and hoidor is an admission. Moedim anachnu loch. We are a moedim, we admit to you. Sho'atohu, that you are, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, le'olam voed. Our God, Hashem, that's your name, that's the Balhor, the Adon HaKol, who is the Balhor Rachamim, the master of all, which is the one who has all power. And he's the Baal HaRachamim, he has Rachamim, and he's the Racham of Al Kol Ma'asov. His Rachamim are on all of his creations, and that, of course, gives us the Chizuk to be able to have Bitochon, even if we're not deserving, because he has Rachmonos on us. Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu Le'olam Voed. And you're the God of our Avos. We go way back with you, our relationship. It isn't just a newfound relationship, le'olam voed, forever and ever. It's a permanent relationship with Hashem. Permanent relationships have a so much greater level of confidence in the relationship because it's permanent. You know, yesterday you were my friend. Maybe by the time I ask you to do something today, you won't even be my friend anymore. But if the relationship is le'olam voed, it's a different level of confidence in anything that I ask of you. Sur chayenu. You're the rock of our lives. The rock meaning the posuk the going says tzur chosoyu boch, like you take refuge under a rock. If it's raining, there's the elements. You go under the rock, you're protected. There's no conditions. You don't have any qualifications. There's no promise. Take refuge and you'll be protected. You're the rock of our lives. Mogen yishenu, the shield of our salvation. You shield us from all harm and assure that we have the Yeshua. Atohu ledor vodor, from generation to generation. This is not a newfound relationship with Hashem. It's a generation that, it's a relationship, it's a shield, it's a rock of protection, ledor vodor, from generation to generation. Some read it differently, ledor vodor no de lecho, but either way, we will thank you, or we will admit to you, and recite, tell your praises. For what? For this, the following realizations. On our life that's turned over to your hands. And our souls that are given over, certainly every night, as a pikodon to us here, and then we give it back at night, and we get it again. Your miracles that are every single day, every day. Nifloys and toivois, the wondrous things that you do of your creation, and the toivois, the good, toivois secho, your good, is b'choleis, every moment. Erev avoykev et sohoroyim, the morning, the evening, the morning, and the afternoon, we will recite these praises. So we really have underscored here a recognition of a special, lasting, everlasting, eternal relationship with the Tzur Chayenu, the Mogin Yeshenu, the one in whom we can take refuge, the one who is the shield of our shield in to save us. And we declare, we will, we have the confidence we look forward to such a life, and we tell you, we'll constantly thank you and praise you and recognize that everything and all of the brachos and every benefit we have in this life, it all comes from you. And here comes what I think is a punchline. Hatoiv, you're the good one. Ki loy cholu rachamecho. Your rachamim never ceases. Rachamim is an emotional kaviyoch. When you speak about Hashem, we speak in human terms, an emotional response to suffering. Your rachamim never ceases. You never cease to feel our pain. V'hamerachim, and you're the merciful one. Ki leisamu chasudecho. Your chesed never ends. It's endless. From creation, oilam chesed yiboneh, from creating an entire world for all the barishoin, you continue to be machadish b'tuvei b'chol yom tovim ma'asei barishis, to recreate the whole world for each and every one of us every single day. Lo yicholu lo samu chasodecho. The chesed with which you created the world is endless. It goes on forever. And based on the rachamecho, your rachamim is never withheld, and your chesed never ceases. From time immemorial, we have hope to you. Because when we know that he's good, which we know, and his rachamim he never withholds, never holds back his rachamim, and he's the merciful one who never ends his chesed is eternal. If the chesed would end, then there'd be rachamim. Maybe he wouldn't do any chesed. If the chesed were there, but there'd be no rachamim, well, maybe he doesn't feel the pain and therefore doesn't know where to do the chesed, where to deliver the chesed. But when he's the toiv ki leicholu rachamecho, the rachamim is never withheld, and the chesed never ends. That's the basis. Me'olam kivinu loch. So we're always hoping to you. We always have some level of bitochon, some measure of bitochon, because of what we know about you, that your mercy is never withheld, and your chesed is endless. V'al kulam. For all of these things, all of these things, for all of them, your name should be recognized as the source of brocha, Yisborach. The Yisroimam should be elevated, exalted. Everyone should recognize your greatness. Shimcha Malkeinu, your name, our King, Tomid, all the time, the Oilam Voed, constantly, Tomid, all the time, without a break, and forever and ever, Oilam Voed. We speak of a relationship with Hashem. We speak of a recognition of Hashem as the source of all brocha, of an exalted status of the name of Hashem. We are Malkeinu all the time, and the Oilam Voed, it will exist forever. A permanent relationship is so much easier to have confidence in one with a permanent relationship. You know, I like to say that all relationships, we must have mentioned this at one point, all relationships end at some point. The only permanent relationship is the relationship between my neshama, between my soul, and its creator. That starts here. It goes on for eternity. And it's le'olam voed, we recognize you as this source of all brocha. V'chol ha'chayim yoyducha sela. All living creatures should thank you. Everything, everyone in this world, everyone who benefits from your kindness has to thank you. V'hallelu, thank you and praise you. V'hallelu eshimucha be'emes. and praise your name in truth. Not a praise, a little bit, a little this, a little something. Oh, you're so nice. Oh, you're so kind. Be'emes, in truth. Or Kael. Kael refers to the Almighty, the powerful God, the one who is in the words of the Vilna going kivish kasoi kedei l'rachem. He overpowers with his might, his anger, kaviyochel, so to speak, in order to have rachmonos on the klal Yisrael, to feel, to have mercy for us. Okel Yeshua Seinu, you are our salvation, the Ezra Seinu, and our saving and our savior, Selah. Now that's very interesting. Hashem is Yeshua Seinu, the Ezra Seinu. Now, he's the one that brings about the Yeshua, the salvation. He's the one that brings about the Ezra. But no, we look at him as more than that. He is the Yeshua. He is the Ezra. That's him. That's what it is. We have it. When we have him, we have it. It's almost like we're not asking him to do something extra. He is the Yeshua. Once we connect with him, we connect with the Yeshua. The Yeshua is there for the taking. It's there for the connecting. Hashem is Hokeil. The Almighty God is Yeshua Seinu. He is our salvation and our help. That's what he is, because when we connect with him, then we have it. Boruch Atu Hashem, you're the Mekor HaBrochas Hashem. Atev Shimcho, your name is good. L'cho No'eh Lohidois, and to you, it is beautiful to recite your praises. And here too, we have a very powerful situation. We bow down, Baruch Atah, we straighten out when we say the Shem Hashem. And Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end, the first parak in Brochus, brings a posuk in Mishlei, the Yiras Hashem, Mivtachois. When we feel fear, through the fear, we come to a stronger level of trust in Hashem. If there's nothing to fear, then there's nothing to trust. I have no problem. If I have no problem, nothing to trust about. But no, b'yiras Hashem, with the fear that I have is mivtachos. That's where the strength to be tochan lies. And the Rabbeinu says we bow down baruch atah, and we try to instill fear. That's not fear. I'm standing in front of the Melech Malchi, I'm lochim, and I bow my head and I have what to be concerned about. Hashem zoykif kifufi, the Gemara says. Then I say the Shem Hashem, and I stand up straight. I lift myself up straight. With thinking about Hashem is the one who straightens out those that are bent. And he says that when we lift up and say Hashem, Hashem, we're aspiring bitoch. Hashem takes care of us. Hashem is the Baal HaRachamim. Hashem is the Adoin HaKol, the master of all, the Baal HaRachamim. And when I bow down, I invoke a certain measure of fear. When I stand up straight, I put my trust in Hashem. In a sense, like the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis by Rosh Hashanah, Evrach Mimcho Umonose Lecho. I run away from you, but I take refuge in you. I bow down with a fear that maybe you won't help me. And I stand up straight and take refuge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mole Rachamim, is the Mole Chesed Barachamim. And therefore I can rely that he will take care of me. Atev Shimcho, whose name is good, and to you it's beautiful to praise. And when we praise Hashem, when we recognize that everything comes from Hashem, to the degree that we indulge in those feelings, is to that degree that Hashem actually helps us and saves us and takes care of all of our sorrows. I just want to end with a mention of the tzora that we find ourselves in now. It's a tzora tzrura. What's going on in the Ukraine? So many of our brothers and sisters in communities there, many, many, it seems, small communities, they're fleeing, they're trying, whatever, but it's a matzav nura. And we certainly should not only focus our tefillah, which is imperative, but also our bitochan. We have to turn to Hashem and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're relying on you. We're counting on you. We're hoping to you. No matter what it sounds like, we don't give up hope. And we're going to find the strength to take refuge in you, to be the tsur chayenu and the mogen yeshenu, just as you have been from generation to generation. As we approach Purim and we Chodesh Adar, and we re-inspire ourselves with the Nisim of the past, the Nisim that have allowed and assured the physical salvation of Klal Yisrael rather than the intended annihilation that our enemies intended to do, will derive chizuk and know that the same will happen here. The Klal Yisrael will endure our kihilos, kihilos hakodesh that we have throughout Ukraine and throughout the world will survive. And just as the Nes of Purim took place and created a benapachu, we should be zoicha to a benapachu in this terrible matzah, that tekef umiyad, we should hear of a complete reversal in the situation, and we should hear only psurosevas. There should be a shmira ma'ula lachenu b'nei Yisroel and to all of Klal Yisroel.